A side mystery. Flatness. Fine tuning, when broken down into constants, looks abstract and mathematical. But as with every cosmic riddle, there is visible evidence all around us in physical form. A spectacular example is known as the flatness problem, a side mystery that deepens the main mystery of fine tuning. Pushing the limits as close to the beginning of creation as possible, great strides were made in the inflationary model discussed in the last chapter. The generally accepted version of this model was devised by theoretical physicist Alan Guth at Cornell in 1979, published in 1981. According to Guth's description, the universe began to expand not quite exactly at the instant of the Big Bang, but a tiny fraction of a second after it. The evidence for the early universe inflating with remarkable speed comes from various clues. One is the near uniformity of the radiation that emerged during the Big Bang and continues to pervade the universe today. Another is the near flatness of space. Flatness is a technical term in physics that refers to the curvature of the universe and the distribution of matter and energy in it. Newton developed a theory of gravity, treating it as a force, which is only one way to look at it. As developed by Einstein, general relativity describes gravity in terms of three-dimensional geometry, so that stronger or weaker gravitational effects can be graphed as curvature in space. The more mass and energy involved, the greater the curvature. The curve can go both ways, inside, which produces a sphere like a basketball, or outward, producing a flaring object like a horse saddle. Physics refers to these as positive and negative curvatures. A basketball and a saddle can be modeled as two-dimensional surfaces. But the curvature of space, occurring in three dimensions, is more complex. A ball, for example, has an inside and an outside, while the universe doesn't. General relativity can compute how much mass energy within a given space causes it to curve one way or the other. If our universe exceeded a critical value, it would have curled up into a ball that shrank to a point and vanished, or, in the opposite direction, would flare outward infinitely. The average concentration of mass energy has to be very close to this critical value in order to produce the universe we see, where space, on large scales, is flat. Because the infant universe was almost infinitely dense, its expansion could only lessen the density, like a lump of taffy that gets thinner as you stretch it. At the current age of the universe, the density of mass energy per unit of space is quite low, the equivalent of about 6 hydrogen atoms per cubic meter of space. Looking at the overall picture, the present universe appears quite flat. But there's a glitch. The equations of general relativity tell us that if the critical value ever did fluctuate, even by a small amount, the effect in the early universe would be enormously magnified very quickly. Clearly, the infant universe held close to the critical value, which is fortunate if you want the universe to exist as it does today, rather than being saddle-shaped or collapsing in on itself. But calculations show that the early universe must have had a density extremely close to the critical density, departing from it by not more than 1 part in 10 to the negative 62, or 1 part in the very large number 1, followed by 62 zeros. How was such mind-bending accuracy possible? Alan Guth's solution, which became accepted as part of the standard model, was to invoke an inflationary field that has a certain density that never changes, unlike the universe that emerged, whose density changes as it expands. By rough analogy, a lump of taffy can be stretched very thin, but it will always taste sweet. Its taste is flat everywhere, no matter what size the taffy is. In effect, the inflationary field was like a grid that kept the infant universe on a steady course, even under the extreme conditions of near chaos. As a result, we see near flatness today everywhere we look. In a related paper from the same period, Guth gave a field-based solution to another conundrum, known as the horizon problem, which has to do with the even temperature found throughout the universe. We won't go into it here, since the flatness problem illustrates fine-tuning so vividly. If physics ever discovers how to integrate quantum theory and gravity, it may one day completely account for the inflationary scenario. The basic tenet is that wrinkles of space in the quantum field, or vacuum, eventually formed the visible universe and its array of galaxies. These wrinkles, or ripples, could have been produced by extreme gravitational forces microseconds after the Big Bang. What happened before the inflation is less certain. To account for the Planck era requires theoretical developments that, for now, are out of reach.